Morocco, week 7, Thursday. And now, episode 34 of Moon Over Morocco.
He who is a mocker dances without a tambourine.
So it has been revealed that the Contessa di Zazinia and the old woman Fatma Tajim are responsible for Sunny's disappearance. The Contessa and Fatma want the eye of El Kaba. Their plan was to send Sunny into the invisible realm to fetch the eye. The Queen Azora is aware of this plan, but she has a plan of her own to secure the other eye for herself.
You are prepared for your journey?
Yes. But I still don't understand.
You have been sent to seek and secure the Eye of El Kaaba. Once it is in your possession, you will return here.
And then you'll help me return to my dream world?
I will help you. Now, these are my instructions. The Marmaduke will take you to the dream merchants. They will assist to transport you to the Son of El Kaaba. He and his party may be found in the basin of the Salt Lake. Nothing lives there, not even buzzards. So you will have time.
And once I'm there?
Those from your dream world, the two that have sent you, have instilled certain actions within you. Suggestions that will function automatically. Now, you will leave.
But how can I be sure that...
My magic will protect you.
But...
None can cross my magic and live. Praise be to Almighty Allah.
Goodbye.
For it is said, one must not shoot a glass arrow into a painted deer.
The moon rises. In the cool hours of the evening, the smell of the mint beds, the cedar wood and the eucalyptus trees of Tangier, carried by the dry, scented winds of Morocco. Moon over Morocco.
I tell you, Mojo, after what you told me about that conversation, the one with Fatma Tajim and the Contessa di Zazinia, I'm ready to pay the old Contessa another visit.
You mean so they can set you up?
I've already been set up. One more visit, and they'll strap me to the catapult and zwang right into some other world.
You shouldn't visit them. Not yet, boss.
Now that I know for sure who's responsible for Sunny disappearing, I'd like to visit the Contessa once more, just to see her face when I punch her in the nose.
Oh, boss, you wouldn't do that.
Not the kind of punch that sends her across the room, just a little poke. You know, the kind that squashes up the end of your nose and makes your eyes water.
Oh, man, you'd do that?
Sure I would.
Then you'd never get Sunny back. Listen, boss. Fatima and the Contessa, them two knows you'd walk right into what they got set up just to get Sunny back.
I'll take my chances.
Man, you don't have a chance to take it. They pull some root into you, and when you're tranced up, they lay suggestions. You'd never be the same. So they send you into that world where Jack and Sonny are. You'd be doing what they want you to do, not what you want to do.
Okay, I agree. This is not so fine a pickle.
Some pickles just naturally got holes on
them. There is a saying, the heart of the fool is in his mouth. The mouth of the wise man is in his heart.
You want to stop at this cafe?
Sure.
I could do with a drink. All that talk about pickles made me thirsty.
I'll have a beer.
Tea. This is what I've been thinking, boss. Some time ago, I heard about this Berber tribe in the Atlas near Marrakesh. The Grand Atlas. And this is going to blow your mind, boss. They had a queen who was the last of a long line of kahunas.
Hold, wait a minute. Hold it right there. You gonna tell me that this Berber queen came from Hawaii?
Just the opposite, boss.
What's the opposite?
This queen told of a legend preserved in her tribe. And the legend says that a long time before, her people lived in Egypt. And they helped build the pyramids using their skills in magic.
Oh, boy.
And the legend says that 11 other tribes are the same people left by way of the Red Sea to find new homes in the Pacific. They had seen these homes in a vision.
Wait just a minute. You're saying the Hawaiian kahunas are related to the Berbers and they all helped build the pyramids?
There's a lot of things hidden in the Atlas Mountains, boy.
The kahunas are magic people, right?
Yeah.
God damn it, Mojo. You and your magic. You keep coming up with all this crazy information. Don't you have any bottom? It's like you've got the whole history of the universe stored in the back of your brain. Who told you that kahuna stuff?
My friend and world traveler, Quagmire Jones.
Quagmire Jones? You gotta be kidding. How can you carry all that useless garbage around in your head?
I don't carry nothing, boss. I just rubs the lamp when I need something.
Quagmire Jones, world traveler. Where is he now?
I don't know, but I knows where that Berber tribe is.
You're not gonna go there.
I'm going to.
Damn. Well, I hope you have a nice trip. So, when are you leaving for Marrakesh?
Tonight.
Quagmire Jones. Quagmire.
There's one thing you gotta promise me, boss.
Not to make fun of Quagmire Jones?
No. You gotta remember how Sunny Skies saw that street in a courtyard, like in a dream. And I warned her, don't go down that...
Yeah.
Likewise, don't go see the Contessa or the old Fatima.
It's all right.
Look, this magic ain't light stuff, boss.
Okay.
You see, when I was listening to those two, they knew I was listening.
Yeah.
But they maybe knew that I knew that they knew that I knew.
Wait a minute.
Now, what I'm saying is, they got you in the best position and patience. And it don't matter what you think you know. When the devil's dropped, taxi! Taxi! This is where I split for the airport.
Yeah, well, there's an old Arab saying, Mojo. Don't be deceived by the whiteness of the turban. Soap is bought on credit.
Where to? One banjo, ready to go. Boom, 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 boom.
Just a second. There's another saying, boss. If a man said to you, a dog carried away your ear, would you go after the dog or search first for your ear?
Let's go!
Allah may love a poor man, but not a dirty one.
Moon Over Morocco is a continuing adventure serial brought to you daily, Monday through Friday.
If you like what you're listening to, please visit zbs.org, where you can order this podcast as a complete set without this mention, as well as many other fine, wonderful, amazing, awesome, and brilliant productions. All are available on MP3. ZBS.org.
Tune in this same time tomorrow when you'll hear...
This is a nice flight. Lighting up the whole country down there. It's nice to take a trip now. Man. What's that thing? Something flying along with us? That can't be no bird. It's too big for a bird. I think that is a bird.
Moon Over Morocco is produced by ZBS Media.